Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. We've talked about principles of overcoming. We've talked about how we can overcome sin. We've talked about overcoming the world and being separate from it and being renewed to walk in God's ways. We've talked about overcoming the flesh in the last broadcast that we've covered. Today we're going to begin to get into some real specific areas. Today we're going to talk about overcoming unforgiveness in your life. It is very important that you walk in forgiveness. If you have unforgiveness, then you are out of fellowship with God. You have given place to the devil. You will let demonic spirits come in. It will bring you into bondage, and the devil will be working at you to bring forth much damage. It also will hinder your prayers from being answered, and it's very important that you deal with all unforgiveness. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, the Bible says, "If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." You are required to forgive a person their sins against you. Have you been hurt? Have you been rejected? Have you been accused wrongly, unfairly treated? Have you been retaliated against? Have people been cruel towards you? Have people abused you? Have people taken advantage of you or been destructive against you in some means? Well, you need to forgive them. If you have allowed yourself to get an unforgiving attitude, God says you must forgive men their sins. If you don't forgive them their sins, your Heavenly Father will not be able to forgive you of your sins. It's very important that you deal with this. This will cause you to be out of fellowship with the Lord. If you've been hurt or you've seen this kind of destruction treated wrongfully, you can't think, well, that's what they did to me, and I'm never going to forgive them. I'm never going to let go of this. No, you have just given place to the devil. You've got to learn to separate the sin from the person. You've got to see the person as God sees them. God loves every person. He's not pleased with them. You won't be pleased with a person for what they did, but you must forgive them. You've been called to walk in love towards everybody. In fact, it's a commandment of God. We've got to walk in love. I'll tell you, God is a forgiver. We must forgive also. God has already forgiven us of all of our iniquity and transgressions. He's the one in Psalms 86:5. It says, "The Lord's good. He's ready to forgive. He's plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon him." Psalms 130, verse 4, "There's forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared." He's one who will forgive. When God forgives, he forgets. We got to do the same thing. We got to let go of these things. Isaiah 43:25, he says, "I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins." Jeremiah 31:34, the Bible says, the Lord says, "I'll forgive their iniquity, and I'll remember their sin no more." And that same thing is over in Hebrews 8:12, "I'll be merciful to their unrighteousness, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." When God forgives, sins thoroughly dealt with. We have to do the same thing. In fact, Psalms 103, verse 12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed the transgressions from us." He has taken all of our sins and our iniquities, and he's cast them into the depths of the sea. Micah chapter 7, verse 19. It's important that you forgive. If you will not forgive, then you will abide in your own sins. In Matthew 18, verse 21, Peter came and said, "Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?" Jesus said, "I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Otherwise, we are to continuously forgive a person regardless of how many times they have been destructive and sin against you. Very important that you do this. Back in verse 23, he says, "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he began to take account of them, there was one who owed him 10,000 talents. and the Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife and children, all he had, until the payment was made. Well, that servant fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience or long-suffering with me, and I'll pay thee all. The Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. He loosed him and forgave him the debt. Well, in verse 28 it goes on and says, the same servant went out, found one of his fellow servants, which owed him only 100 pence. He laid his hands on him, took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And the fellow servant fell down at his feet, besought him, saying, have patience with me. Same thing, have that long suffering with me, and I'll pay thee all. Well, he would not. He went and cast him into the prison. He didn't show mercy to him as he was shown mercy. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorrow. They came and they told their Lord what had happened. And the Lord, after he called them, he said, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? His Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. And then in verse 35 it says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. What do you need to develop in you? You need to develop long-suffering, so that you'll be long-suffering towards people's sins against you. When someone sins against you, forgive them immediately. Do not hold it against them. You must forgive them, and it must be from your heart. You can't go through just giving them lip service or go through the motions. From your heart, you forgive every person their trespasses. If you walk in unforgiveness, you actually are giving place to the devil, because you're going contrary to the ways of the Word. If you're in unforgiveness, you're in the flesh. You're just reacting out of the way you feel, what they did to me. You are unforgiving towards them because of the things they did to you. Well, that's out of the flesh. We're not going to walk in the flesh anymore. We're going to walk in the Spirit by the Word of God. God's Word says you must forgive or you will be turned over to the tormentors, and those are the demons. The demons will have place in you if you're abiding in unforgiveness. Unforgiveness gives Satan place in your life. It talks about over in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, where he talks about the fact of forgiving. And he was telling them that if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes, forgave it in the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. That's in 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. You can't be ignorant of the devil's devices. He wants to trap you and bring you into an unforgiving attitude, because he knows it'll stop your prayer life. He knows it'll get you out of fellowship with God. He knows it'll give place to the devil and for the spirits to come in and bring you into bondage. Do not let Satan get advantage of you. Don't be ignorant of his devices. You must forgive every time anybody has sinned against you. Unforgiveness breaks your fellowship with the Lord. Remember, it doesn't break your relationship. You're still related to Him, but it breaks your fellowship. Now, forgiveness restores fellowship with the Lord, and this is important. Also, it will restore fellowship with others if they will receive. You know, like you have a relationship and you're all of a sudden in strife, or you're not talking, not communicating. If the one who has harmed the other or sinned against them will forgive that person, then they can be restored in their fellowship. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You've got to choose to forgive. Forgiveness is a choice at the point of your will, based on the Word of God, as you're obeying the Word of God from your mind renewed to the truth. It's not based on what you feel. If you walk in unforgiveness, you will give place to the devil. The Bible says neither give place to the devil. Don't open up the door. Whenever that unforgiveness gets a hold of you, you'll let the devil come in and he will oppress you. It's important that you confess your sins and realize he's faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You're going to forgive the person who has harmed you and hurt you. Now remember, forgiveness is not a feeling. Many people say, well, I don't feel like forgiving. You've got to realize forgiveness is a choice. Remember what we talked about in talking about overcoming the flesh? Overcoming the flesh, the voice of the flesh is your feelings. Well, I don't feel like forgiving them. You are led by the flesh, and you are in sin if you are walking in that way. Forgiveness is a choice, not a feeling. Make the decision to forgive. I will forgive. And it needs to be based on the Word of God. And when you do it from the Word of God, you'll do it from your heart, even though you may not feel like it. And this is important, that you do it from the heart, praise God. If you're in unforgiveness, then it will hinder your faith. It'll hinder your prayer life. In fact, in Mark 11:23, it talks about speaking to the mountain to be removed. Mark 11:24 talks about praying the prayer of faith, believing you take hold of the promises. Then in verse 25, it says, "And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you don't forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." And what's going to happen? If you won't forgive, you're going to be out of fellowship with the Lord. It's very important. In fact, if you don't forgive, you're going to open up the door for the devil to come in. In fact, that can be a root cause of a lot of problems, of bringing sickness and disease or problems emotionally and all kinds of hurts and wounds. God wants you to get healed and not let the devil tear you up through unforgiveness. Psalms 103 verse 3 says He forgives all of our iniquities and He heals all of our diseases. It is important that we make the decision to forgive. Have you been hurt? Have people rejected you? Forgive those people. Have you been accused wrongly? Forgive them. Have you been treated unfairly? Forgive them. Have people retaliated against you? You've got to forgive them. Let it go. Have you had people that have abused you physically, mentally, verbally, maybe sexually? Oh, it's brought a lot of destruction. You need deliverance. But you've got to forgive the person. The first step is forgiving and dealing with that so you are in fellowship with the Lord, and then you can cast out the spirits that come in and God will heal you and deliver you. If people take advantage of you, forgive them. You must forgive them. Whatever they've done to you, you've got to forgive. So we've got to get forgiven of our own sins as we confess them to the Lord. We've got to forgive others of their sins. And another thing, you've got to forgive yourself. This goes along with it as well. Sometimes people, they're mad at themselves because of the things they've done. They hate themselves. They won't forgive themselves. That is a great mistake. You must forgive yourself of your own mistakes. So be sure that you've confessed your sins to the Lord. Forgive others of their sins. Forgive yourself. And walk in love towards God, toward others, and toward yourself. Make that decision. And as you do it, you will overcome. Now your feelings will come in line in time. It all starts with a decision. Make the decision, forgive, and be in fellowship with the Lord. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.